All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or you can text us at that same number. You know, I don't gain any. I mean, it doesn't make me. I mean, I don't come on the airwaves to make people feel bad. I mean, I really don't. You know, when you see and have seen some things in the past, and you know that they're coming back around again, and if you see people suffer and struggle and go through the pains of struggling in the wealthiest nation on earth, and you know, when you've been one of those people who have had to deal with, you know, struggling, not knowing where, you know, your next nickel was going to come from, you never forget those things. And, you know, that there was a time in my life when I, you know, had to deal with some things, as all of us do, unless we're born the way Donald Trump was and others like him, with, you know, a silver spoon, or in his situation, a gold spoon in his mouth. You know, it's a tough life. And the thing about the life is nobody ever said it would be easy. You know, when I was growing up, I lived a sheltered life. I really did. I mean, life was good. I lived in a safe neighborhood. I had never missed a meal, had a mother and a father, you know, had activities, you know, lived in a safe community. You know, still have friends from that point in time, even to this day, same friends. I lived a beautiful life as a youngster, and was never without clothing or shoes or any of those things. No, you know, gas and electric was always there. So, you know, my children have grown up the same way because my mother and father were able to give that to us. That's not the case for so many people in this country today. And I'm always going to talk about those people. And it may get boring to people who don't know that side of the story, or who don't know that side of the life in this country, but I am telling you that is happening more and more and more and more. And the country has changed from that perspective. You know, even back during those days, you always hear Sandy talking about the safety net that was there. A safety net that for times like we're dealing with right now would be there for people to help them through the tough times. But we now live at a time when there's no safety net. And so there are people who say if they can't do for themselves, then they live in the greatest country on earth, then it's because they're not trying hard enough. But that's not the truth. That's not the case. It's because it's become so hard and so difficult to make it in America. It is hard. You know, if it was so easy, we wouldn't have so many college-educated people, you know, working at fast food restaurants as managers, if it was so easy to make it. It's not easy to make it in this nation. I don't know if it's ever been easy to make it. And we need to be truthful about that and stop blaming people who are trying to make it because they haven't found the right key to make it. Isn't it easier if we figure out a better way to make people in our society more successful and not do everything within our power to make them unsuccessful? You know, the aforementioned makes sense to me. Let's do everything we can within our power to make people successful. That doesn't mean giving them a handout. That means giving them a hand up. You know, there's still no reason whatsoever that on the books in Wisconsin, the minimum wage is still $7.50. That's what's on the books. Well, you can say, well, you know, Earl, they don't pay $7.50. They'll pay $12 or $13.
I made $7.25 an hour in my college job.
I know. That's still on the books.
It was ridiculous.
It's still on the books. And then people say, well, they're paying $13. $13 an hour is not enough for a single person to put a roof over their head, transportation, feed themselves, clothe themselves, pay utilities, $13 is not enough. Well, you can say, well, you got to start somewhere. Well, there are people who are not starting there. They're stuck there. Okay? We can do better as a society, as a nation. And we should do better. And then when we find people who are trapped in that, instead of us being critical of them, we need to be critical of our nation and our corporations that are so greedy that they don't want to share with the people who help make them what they are. I know. I lived at a time when the corporation that I worked for shared with us, the employees. That used to happen in this country. It did. Doesn't happen anymore. That's what I'm railing against. Instead of blaming the people who do the best that they possibly can with what they have, where they are, let's blame the folk who do everything within their power to make sure that the little people don't get a chance to do the right things, to feed their families, and even have a couple nickels left over to maybe take their child to go get a ice cream cone when it's 90 degrees like it is outside today. We can do better. We have to do better. And until we realize that, the future of our nation is not so bright. Gotta go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later.